you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, November 17th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. What L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva described as an horrific accident yesterday has become something much more than that. That's because prosecutors are preparing criminal charges against the 22-year-old Diamond Bar man accused of driving his Honda SUV into 25 law enforcement recruits on a training run in Whittier yesterday morning. Details now from KPCC's Julia Paskin.
The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez was arrested Wednesday afternoon for attempted murder on a peace officer. Other charges may follow. Gutierrez was detained by deputies after allegedly running into a group of mostly sheriff recruits who were out for a group run in Whittier around 6:30 a.m. Some suffered critical injuries. The department adds that its homicide investigators plan to hand the case over to the district attorney's office. Bail for Gutierrez has been set at $2 million. He's scheduled to appear in court Friday. I'm Julia Paskin.
The LAPD typically steps up patrols in popular shopping spots for the post-Thanksgiving Day rush, but after Tuesday night's random stabbing attack inside a downtown L.A. Target store, LAPD Chief Michael Moore says they're sending out more officers now. He says the aim is to make shoppers feel comfortable this holiday season.
We're doing everything we can to ensure that safety is something that remains there and that they can enjoy themselves and at the same time gather their gifts and belongings and make it safely home.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore, a guest on KPCC's Air Talk. Chief Moore says they've already assigned more officers near 7th and Figueroa, where the Tuesday stabbing left a woman and a boy injured. The attacker was shot and killed by a security guard. It's been 20 years since California voters approved Proposition 49, the ballot measure that invested state dollars into after-school programs. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona stopped by at Bell Gardens Middle School yesterday to celebrate Prop 49's anniversary. Actor and former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger championed the ballot measure.
Between 3 and 6 o'clock is the danger zone for children because the kids are now by themselves after 3 o'clock. So what did they do? They get into trouble. That's why the law enforcement always says that's when it happens, when they join gangs, when they create violence, teenage pregnancy, drugs, alcohol.
New research out from the Schwarzenegger Institute at USC and the Claremont Graduate University suggests California after-school programs have helped curb those dangers. Secretary Cardona says other states should follow California's lead.
I want to see a commitment at all levels, at the state, at the local level, to commit to after-school programs like I saw here today.
Secretary Cardona is also urging schools nationwide to spend federal stimulus dollars on extracurricular programs. During pregnancy, there tends to be a huge focus on labor and birth and less emphasis on what happens later. KPCC Stephanie Ritter spoke with parents about their postpartum experience as part of our ongoing exploration of pregnancy in Southern California.
How Aishat Hasati had her fifth child this year, and this time around during her recovery, she wanted to make sure that she had all of the things. She got financial support from Black Maternal Health Funds, the Victoria Project, and Sugar Heel Gang. They cover nearly all of her expenses to hire postpartum support, including doulas, acupuncture, and pelvic floor therapy. She also gave herself a much-needed reminder. Slow down.
I needed to release a lot of control. I had to keep telling myself, like, it doesn't matter if the kids' rooms are clean because you literally just pushed a human out of your body.
Many people find themselves overwhelmed by the huge physical and emotional transitions after birth, but Hasati's story is a glimpse into what real support can look like. I'm Stephanie Ritopper.
By the way, you can ask your questions about pregnancy by texting "Hey BB" to 73224. That's HEYBB to 73224. Well, not so windy today or tomorrow, but the Santa Ana winds return early Saturday. Gusts to 60 below the passes and canyons from Ventura County to San Bernardino, and we'll be under a fire weather watch.
When we have multiple events like this, we get drier and drier conditions, and the vegetation gets drier as well. So the odds of wildfire are actually going to increase this weekend.
That's Eric Bold with the National Weather Service. Should be sunny, calm, highs in the 70s on Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.